Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, San Diego, country and the world. Welcome back to the All Things Holistic Radio Show. I am your host, Tiffany, and it's so good to be with you once again. I have a very special story I want to share with you today. I have a very special guest on our show. Her name is Lori Hall. She is a victorious, vivacious, awesome woman. She has been there, done that, and today's show is called Finding Me in All That. This is a story about Lori Hall and her struggles and victories and weight release once and for all. So welcome. Please have a seat, make some tea, grab your snack, pull your journal out, pen, turn your mind on high. We're going to get busy today, and we're going to talk about how you might be ready to flip your switch to better wellness once and for all. Let's get ready. I'd like to introduce Miss Lori Hall. Hello, Lori. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Glad to be here.
Great. I have been so excited thinking about you and working with you. It's been a pleasure. I think we've known each other a couple of years now, I think. It's
over
been
three.
Quite a, over three.
Yep.
Gosh, yep. Time goes by so fast. And the transformation your life has taken in the last 3 years has been so amazing to me. I wish we had a time-lapse video to show in slow and fast motion just the transformation you've gone through. And I wanted to have you on the show today because your story is powerful. Your story has inspired me. And it, gosh, so if we've been together 3 years, the last 2 years, you've watched me go through my stuff. So
right.
You kind of watched me in my transition too. So it's pretty amazing our own little stories here that we have to talk about in claiming ourselves, if you will, in wholeness. So I'm asking you, Lori, to remove your guard, get candid with me, let it all out. I want to hear about it. We want to hear your story. Can you give us a little bit of background? Where are you from, and what have you been up to?
Well, I'm originally from upstate New York, but I've lived in California most of my adult life. And I am the youngest of six children, of which no one has had as much of a weight issue as I've had. So I have five siblings that, you know, did not walk the same path that I walked. And I was not a child that was abused or any of the things that you often hear about that can lead to, you know, issues of weight or different kinds of things. I had a happy childhood. And so I spent a long time on my journey because I've been overweight. You can look at pictures of me when I was 2 years old, and I was overweight. And by the time I was in the fifth grade, I think I weighed 120 pounds. When I graduated high school, I was over 300. And at my
wow.
highest adult weight was almost 375 pounds. I've been there, you know, I was the fat kid in school. I get what bullying is like. I've, you know, and in the process of all of it, as I look back now, it all made me humble. It made me human. It made me, so I don't begrudge the weight. It took me a long time to just finally accept that it was part of who I was, and but it wasn't who I was. It was a part of me. It was an external manifestation, and it wasn't me. And one thing I learned that kind of makes people think about this is I've walked through, you know, going from losing over 200 pounds at one point, the view of my world and what I look at going out from my eyes has never changed because I didn't look in the mirror. So it was what other people looking at me that it's been a really interesting, you know, look at my life because I don't feel like I've changed that much. You know, I still have the same feelings, I have changed my presence in the world. So it's been, you know, many years of all different types of modalities and learning about myself and uncovering who this person was inside that needed to walk around in the world at 375 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it took, you know, we've talked about this with flipping the switch, and I thought many times over those years that I had flipped the switch. And I think I did on many levels. It was like you flip a switch, I would lose 100 pounds. I would think I was on the right track, and lo and behold, I'd find myself right back to where I started from or worse. And in thinking about all those flippings of the switch, each one gained me knowledge and helped me understand more about myself until, you know, until I was finally ready to be an adult and get healthy. You know, for me right now, it's more about health than it is what scale says. And it's about being vibrant and alive, and which I wasn't headed in that direction for a long time.
Very interesting. There's a couple things you brought up I want to go back to. You said an interesting view. Since you didn't look in the mirror, you looked at what others looked at you. Are you saying that you were able to gauge where you were in weight or in beauty based on other people's view, grimaces or smiles or actual view of you because you didn't look in the mirror?
I think so. You know, it's like the world still looks the same to me. The world looks the same to me out there at 185 pounds as it did at 375 pounds because that's the world. It's what I see. But what people looked at, and it is, it's very different when you walk into a room at 375 pounds. You can see the looks on people's faces. You can feel it. And, you know, it's just an interesting perception that I, even in all of this transformation, I still have this inner core of who I am and the love that I have and the love of life, and all of that was always there. It was just kind of buried. And it wasn't a shining light. It was a shining light inside of me, but it wasn't shining out in the world. And this process of transformation physically has allowed that light, I think, to shine more outwardly. And maybe, you know, be more present in the world, that when other people now see me, they see something very different. But that light and that spark has always been there. I think that's
when you lost 100 pounds, and then you said that you slowly creeped it back on or even got more weight than when you had originally lost. Do you remember going through something? Did a family member pass away? Did you lose or gain a new job? Was there more stress? Or was there some sort of life change that had you slowly creep something back in that you had once released? Or was it just, what was it?
When I was younger, because I've done this several times, when I was younger, many times the initial action to lose weight was to make someone outside of me happy, to maybe cure a situation or make a family member happy. And I didn't know that at the time, and I didn't think that's what it was. But when I finally made the decision for myself, it was very different. So there were several points in my life over several years where I had gained and lost weight. And then in 2004, I was diagnosed with asthma, diabetes, and high blood pressure all in the same doctor visit. I came home with a literal grocery bag full of drugs. And I sat at my kitchen table and cried. And I spent a year trying to figure out how to get the weight off. I tried everything I could think of. And I was marginally successful. I think I lost maybe 20 pounds. But I wasn't getting anywhere fast, and I was 375 pounds. So I needed to do something drastic. But all of the more drastic things that I could think of, I had watched people use them, you know, like a very restrictive diet, and then almost immediately gain it all back. And I was to a point that I didn't want to fail again. I just couldn't go through one more failure. And I was lucky enough to be inspired. I saw a clip on television one Saturday morning about a man who had lost over 250 pounds and kept it off for, I think he was on his fifth or sixth anniversary. And something inside of me watched that, and he had a website, and I went there and learned about him, and I thought, you know, if one person could do a drastic diet and keep it off, why can't I? And so that thought started to generate inside of me. And about 6 or 8 weeks later, I walked into my chiropractor's office, and he had lost 42 pounds on a very similar program. And that was the moment that the switch flipped for good. And I walked out of there. I called my sister, and I said, I'm going to go into a it was a medically supervised program using very low-calorie shakes. I said, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do this. And it took me 3 months to get in the program. I got in the program in February of 2006, and by December of 2006, I had lost 200 pounds. And never once did I cheat. It was never hard. It just was, it was magic. It was like that switch went off in me, and I knew I could do this. I could take it off. And then, you know, so that was my first, I think, magical switch that changed. Mm-hmm. And
that was liquid. Basically, it was a liquid
shaped diet.
That was a
liquid
diet,
yes.
So you had to take the food out of your mouth for a while. I mean,
I
kind of gathering that picture, okay?
Yeah. And
describe
my
that. I mean,
a friend of mine
what?
Calls it a sabbatical from food.
You
have
you
to
go.
Take a sabbatical from where you were to really, truly make a change. And by doing that, I put food back in the box, I like to laugh about. I put food back where it should have been all along, because in that year I had a birth of a very close, my little niece was born. You know, there was just a lot of ups and downs that year. And no matter what was going on in my life, it didn't matter. I ate the same food. And nothing, I still had all those emotions and everything going on, and food wasn't part of it. And I learned that food didn't make any of that stuff better or worse.
Ah.
You know, it wasn't,
so
the answer I thought it had been.
Exactly. So then we can connect that perhaps food held an emotional, and like an emotional eater would, has an emotional component to eating. And by pushing the plate back and saying, I'm going to limit myself to these restricted shakes, made you kind of take another approach to your emotions, it sounds like, other than going to food, unless you want to run to a shake if you had a bad day. That doesn't sound as appealing to a whole pizza. Right?
Right.
So you
and
had to
focus. It definitely
put
food, you know, for the very first time in my life, food became a fuel that I needed to survive instead of a tool that I used to cope. And it's not that, and I believe this will be a challenge for the rest of my life. I came off the shakes and went on Whole Foods, and I had a very restrictive diet that I still maintained for a long time. I was able to keep that weight off for almost, it was close to 6 years. And I had kept all but about 25 pounds off. Mm-hmm. And then I had some more life happenings go on. And a couple things were very interesting. One was I was frustrated because I wasn't able to lose more weight. And I knew the diet that I was eating was healthy for me, and all my medical issues were gone. And I should, instead of celebrating all of that, I became very frustrated with the fact that I couldn't get the scale any lower. So I started going outside myself and listening to some experts about different types of diets and cycling of carbohydrates and just all sorts of things. And I started adding those into my life. And then at the same time, I went through three rapid succession people who passed away that were very close to me. And I blew out my knee. So I was unable to do the level of exercise that I had been doing. And the combination of that, over 18 months, I gained about 60 pounds back.
And what
was
year
devastating.
Was that? This was from 2006.
That was 2011
so
into 2012.
Okay.
And so I felt, you know, it was like I just kept listening to myself. You said you'd never let this happen again. You know, it was a constant self-talk that went on in my head. And it wasn't like I never went back to the old way of eating. I still was eating healthy foods. I was just eating too much of the healthy foods. I had added some sweets back in, which were not, they're not my friend usually. And I was exercising less. And the combination of all that, you know, the weight just really started to come back on. And so when the third person died in my family, I went back to the funeral in New York, and I looked at myself and I just knew that it was starting to get uncomfortable sitting in a seat on an airline plane again, you know, getting this belt around me. And I'm like, I don't want to be this person. It is more important to me to be healthy than it is. I've got to find a way, even with less, you know, ability to be as active as I had been. I got to find something. And so I came home from that funeral and I went back into a program that was a little bit different. It was higher calorie, but it was maintained, you know, it was a medical program to kind of take another break and just look at the last 18 months and put it all back in perspective. And I was lucky enough to walk into a program that had medical doctors who understood obesity and had a very kind doctor who looked at me and said, hey, you just didn't come back quick enough. You know, next time come back at 15 pounds and you'll be okay. And yeah, I was able again to lose the weight fairly rapidly, and now I'm in the maintenance phase of that. And you know, it's amazing because I know it really makes you humble when you think you've got a handle on something only to find that there's more inside there that you need to keep working on.
Right, right. There's more to weight than just the weight. There's an emotional component. There's a hormonal component. You know, there's a health component to it. Going back to, I want to ask you about your health conditions that you were diagnosed in 2005 with the asthma and the diabetes. Has any of that continued or decreased at all, or have you had any other conclusive why maybe you might have had such a weight issue with any of those conditions?
You know, I have genetically, I have diabetes on both sides, mother and father, and two brothers that have it severely, have severe diabetes. And I always wondered if I would be able to, you know, if that was, because they're not really overweight. So I was amazed when, after losing the weight, I don't know, you know, for the clients that are aware or people listening aware of diabetes, they do the A1C test or, A1C. And normal is like 5.5 to 6. And the last test that they did on me before I started losing weight, mine was an 11. And they were going to put me on insulin. And I am to this day, it's ever since I, even through gaining some of the weight back again, I never became my blood sugar never went up, and I think a lot of it has to do with choices of foods. And in the process, I've done a lot of different things. I've, you know, worked with you with body work. I've done the infrared saunas. I do chiropractic all the time. I have gone to acupuncturist. I've worked with a naturopath doctor. I had the hair testing done, and I looked at all those components, and it's been kind of interesting. There hasn't been one thing that kind of was the key. I really believe it was a combination of a lot of things. I don't believe I digested my food well ever. So now using probiotics and, you know, some more suggestions from the naturopath doctor, I've really can see a difference in how I'm processing food. And some of it is, I think, you know, like slow digestion. I've learned I have to, as a human being, I have to think about things. I don't do real well when I make just snap judgments. It's really good for me to think things through. And sometimes I equate that to this digestive system I've have. You know, I kind of got to digest in a way that works for me. And so now I'm working on, you know, finding the foods this time that really my body responds to. And it's been really fun just, you know, taking it a day at a time, and I'm not getting crazy about anything. I'll eat a food and see how it does for me. And I'm slowly finding a mix of things that my body works on. And I couldn't go out and get a book that, you know, told me that, because it's very individual and it's very unique. And I think there's so much good information out there, but in the end, each person has to find the keys that unlock their stuff. Because we all have stuff. We have emotional stuff. We have physical issues. And I believe a lot of it is things that we somehow got connected to each other, especially with the emotions, that we've connected X and Y for some reason, and X and Y really don't belong together. And it's figuring out that they, you somewhere deep inside of you, you believe they belong together. And it's figuring out slowly, and it's been through a lot of different work. I've been working with a counselor, you know, a lot of different things. And I can't pinpoint any one of them, but all of it together has given me this, just a very, very, very different life than I had 7 years ago, and one that I cherish and know now. I'm my goal right now is to just keep listening to myself, and that leads me to people if I need additional help or you know, other tests being done, or if we can still keep working on finding out what those things are. But I've been very lucky. I don't have asthma anymore. My blood pressure is down to normal, and the diabetes is completely under control. So, and most of it's just good old food, you know, good food, healthy stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That grows out of the
eating
ground.
To live, and exactly, you're eating to live and not live to eat, and that's just it's a huge thing when we're thinking of, you know, when we're stressed out and we're just thinking of the next meal to comfort us. And I've been through that, and I go through that. Or I'm thinking of what does my body need right now? And today is a great example. Just for lunch, I just needed a good, warm, iron fortified meal. And I took the effort to cook the shrimp and do the veggies and do it and warm and almost a soup broth. And I felt so comforted and so warm and so nourished by the time the meal was over that I even said to myself, I'm so proud of myself for taking the time and listening to my body and giving it what it needs. And I think when we come to that point, instead of, you know, making choices or running, whatever it is, whether it's to food or to drink or to sex or whatever it is, to blanket that pain, if you will, or whatever the issue is, and you actually ask yourself, what do I need today, this very moment, what can I do to nourish myself and to take those steps in whatever it is so crucial to this new lifestyle that we're talking about. I want to talk a little bit about what it is you're doing to maintain, and I liked what you were talking about with what type of regimen you were doing to get to this point. It wasn't just the shakes. You were doing body work. You were doing the chiropractic. You were doing the bicycle. You've been doing the acupuncture. So what are you doing at this point on a mind, body, and spiritual level to keep you on your path that you are seem to be very happy on right now?
There's many factors. One, and we've shared this in common, there's essential oils that I use that have they're just distilled plants. And they have very powerful properties, and they have properties both for health and for emotions. And I use those. I use the Young Living oils, and I diffuse them in my house every night. There's an oil called Release that I've been using to, when I get stuck, that just it helps me, you know, emotionally I feel better, and I have a whole regimen. So I use those for my mini medicine cabinet, so whenever I have anything that I've caught from the outside world, they help me stay healthy. I use them internally. I diffuse them in the house. I always have, there's one little bottle called Valor that just makes me happy. And when I smell it, I feel good, so I keep a bottle at work. And when somebody gets under my skin, I just open my little bottle and just make myself happy. You know, it's like it's amazing it can come in a bottle.
Right.
And I found that they've had a profound impact on my life. And the other thing that I've been doing is working. I have worked with a counselor who's very, she's clinically trained and a spiritual, very spiritual person. And she has really helped me to see. We've been working together now for about 6 or 7 months, and we started out doing a lot of the what things did I have inside of me that really don't fit together. You know, a belief in something that came from childhood or came from whatever, and unlocking, we began working with this, just kind of unlocking those and taking them so that they were two separate things instead of perhaps joined together, and beginning to look at all of different types of patterns that I had inside of me. And now what we're working on with food it's very interesting. I have part of me, like more of my feminine side, that gets very. She's the one that would go and do shakes. So if I feel like I've gained a pound or two, I have part of me that wants desperately to get back under control. To, mm-hmm. you know, we can't let this weight come back on. And it's a very deep-seated fear that the weight would come back. And in there, I've not had a healthy relationship with food. And I've allowed, you know, like eating a piece of bread could be a bad thing. And I've learned that I have in my mind good food and bad food. And all of it's very subtle. But what I'm working on now is exactly what you were saying. What does my body need today? I'm finding it needs warm foods. I do. My diet contains mostly of fruits, vegetables, and fish. After I lost the weight the first time, I never went back to eating red meat. And I didn't go back to eating poultry, which I thought I would, but I just haven't, it hasn't spoken to me. So I do eat, you know, fish as a protein source plus, you know, nuts and different things and finding that balance. But it's really every day I see myself, like when I do, just as you said, take the time and I make a healthy meal and I add some good carbohydrate in there and I have a very fulfilling meal that's really healthy for me, I feel great. And yes. then, you know, something will happen and I'll reach and grab something different that I was thinking I was going to eat. And all of a sudden I'm seeing myself down this pattern. And the good news now is I'm actually seeing it. I feel like I have a couple of different parts of me that I can see going on here. And so in there, Lori is just being very patient and saying, nope, we're not going to go. We're going to find, my goal right now is balance. I am determined through this time to find a harmony with the food I need to eat to maintain a weight that I can live at and be healthy at. And it might not be the ideal BMI chart, but if I'm healthy and functioning and I'm alive and well, then it's working for me. And that's my goal this year is to, and I, it's not an overnight thing. You know, every day is a new look at it and a new view, you know, and it's all about loving yourself enough to be patient with yourself, to give yourself the space, to know you're important, to know, you know, and if you're, you know, listening to this and you're not, you know, ready, you can't make decisions. Stop beating yourself up and love yourself right where you are. And love yourself enough till tomorrow. And if you can keep loving yourself, eventually, I believe, the things that you want in your life will begin to manifest. And I can guarantee you that if you're overweight and in your mind, if you have a thought that just says, if I just lost that weight, everything would be fine, it's not going to be.
If I could just drop 30 pounds to show them up at the college reunion, I'll just be so happy because they only saw me this size in college and now I'm going to prove them otherwise. If you're doing it with intentions of things like that, no, it's usually not successful in the long haul. This is something that... Exactly. And so today, speaking of people that are listening, we're speaking with Lori Hall, who is a woman who has overcome a lot of weight, releasing the weight, gaining back a little, doing this, doing that, but is here today to talk about her triumph and her reconnection with herself on a whole nother level, reconnecting with the body that she needed to connect with, and then taking herself to a whole nother level. Her story is being shared with us today. And if you are interested in asking any questions or would like to comment on anything, please feel free to call in to area code 914-338-1527. You can also email your questions to contact@holistichands.org. I'll be happy to answer any emails, forward any emails to Lori. She can answer them. We can share them together on the air. So feel free to join us anytime. If you have any questions about some of the regimen that she and I are doing in our current lives to maintain healthy weight and health, feel free to answer or call in or to email us any questions. Young Living Essential Oils is also part of my lifestyle, and we're very happy to discuss those options and those oils. In fact, one of the oils I use all the time internally, Lori, is actually three right now. I'm using the Digyze, which is a wonderful stomach, intestinal cleansing, healing oil. Also the grapefruit. I use grapefruit a lot in my water just to help with sugar cravings. Do you ever find that grapefruit's really good for certain cravings? I'm a sugar person. I love chocolate. I'll go to a sweet thing if there's something, even if I have a very cognitive, if I'm in a very mental place, I like sugar. It just seems to grind me. And grapefruit helps ground that in me. It's really interesting. And the third one I really like that I wanted to share was thieves oil. And thieves oil really helped my internal, with the probiotics that you were talking about, thieves really helped in my internal yeast, my candidus, and really helped clean up the parasites and the yeast issue that I had intestinally going on when I was dealing with a lot of the lead issues. So thieves is wonderful as a cleanser, detoxifier, and again, really working on that digestive tract. So those of you that might be interested in doing a healthy remedy for those things using pure essential plant extracted oils, please feel free to email or call us with your questions, and we'd be happy to send you information on those types of oils. So, Lori, what now? You sound amazing. You sound like this is a lifelong, you're in it to win it. This is your life plan. You just recently went through some more transformational changes with yourself. Where are you today? And if someone walked in your office space and it was 375 pounds, what would be the first thing you'd like to tell them?
That they're amazing and they need to love themselves right where they are. And because most people I found that are overweight, we tend to compensate for what other people see on the outside of us. You know, someone will look at an overweight person and they'll think they're slovenly or lazy or whatever, and I've found a rare overweight person that's like that. Most of us have a work ethic that's, you know, I always felt I had to go the extra mile to prove to people that, you know, what I could do, because what they were seeing on the outside, you know, what they were looking at wasn't the manifestation of what I knew of who I was and who I am. And so I just encourage people to, you know, never give up. It took me till I was in my 40s to really begin this journey, even though I'd been doing the journey. I mean, I think I was on my first diet when I was in second grade or something. And so it's really easy to give up and to give in. But if you want a different lifestyle, you can have it. You can have a different you. And everybody could choose a different path to get there. It will take effort and change. You're going to have to, you cannot continue doing everything you're doing today and expect. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to dream that I would just wake up thin. That was my fairy godmother dream. I was just going to magically wake up and be thin. And that never happened. But I did it in 10 months. I magically woke up and was much thinner than I was. But it took effort and time. And, you know, I think with the weight issue, I hear so many people, well, I could never not eat that food. And I challenge you to give it up for a little while. You know, you can. There isn't a food on the planet that you can't live without, except for water. I'm pretty sure everything else is replaceable by something. And, you know, over time you'll find it. And when you get rid of all the sugar and the, you know, sugar to me is like a narcotic. When I eat it, I can't stop eating it. And
completely.
I choose now to do it very limitedly. I make choices. If I want to have it, it's a conscious choice, and I know I'm going to put my body through a day or two of, having to get rid of it, you know, like not eat it again, because I don't know what it is. I don't have an off switch when it comes to it, and I don't know if I ever will.
Right.
So, but now I choose. If I want to have it, I have it, and then I deal with the consequences. You know,
right. That's
kind of how I have to look at it, because it is, for me, it's like consequences, because I can walk by it all day long, but the minute I take a bite, I think about it all day long. You know, and I don't
so
know.
So true.
Hopefully, maybe over time here, that will get better too, but right now I'm managing it with just allowing it to be, you know, and I'm making the choice and looking at all the really good days that I do have, as far as, you know, I'm happy with what I'm eating and I'm feeling good, and I feel so much better when I just eat whole foods and use, you know, really good supplements, and you just feel alive. And the more you feel alive, the more you want to feel alive. And then the choices become easier and easier.
Exactly. And that is great, great, great advice to for anyone who's wanting to start something new. And I love that. Embrace yourself right where you are. Come to terms with what you want to change, and go for it. And one step at a time, which has always been my whole motto. Whatever thing you can do just one step of today, try it. Just one little step today, one little thing, one less bite today, one less slice of pizza today would be fabulous if that's where you are. And that's okay right where you are. Lori, this has been inspirational, and you have been an inspiration to me in watching your process. I've so enjoyed seeing you in your good days and your not-so-good days, and watching you love yourself and me loving you all the way through that. You just seem to have such an empathy and compassion for people, because you truly have been there, done that, and it's just been amazing. And I really believe that today is going to help someone get one step closer to their own personal goals. I think you're here to inspire people and to encourage people, because you know that. You've been there, done that. And so I thank you for sharing your story and taking and being courageous and coming out of your box, and yet letting us peep into the box that which you were holding on to for so long. So thank you for your time, Lori. I really appreciate it. And I think a lot of us out there that might be listening right now, or will download and listen later, are also going to be very grateful, because it takes a lot of courage to come out and talk about such an issue that is so personal to so many of us, and such a great, great story. So I'm interested to see and watch along, you know, as you come into now peak performance, as I like to call it. You're going to be entering into some major strides. You're going to really, you know, take your life up a notch, and I can't wait to see what's next for you. So is there anything else you'd like to do or say or encourage someone else there before we say goodbye?
Well, I'd just like to thank you for having this forum and for being my therapist for the last almost 3 years. And, you know, your work and your guidance has also been very inspirational to me, and the willingness just to talk about stuff. And, you know, and I want people to know, you know, I remember when I was really overweight, I would look at shows, you know, you get inspired by Richard Simmons, or, you know, the next, you know, Chris Powell or Biggest Loser or whatever. And I think most people stop trying because they think those people are somehow special. And, you know, I encourage people to, you know what, don't watch the reality TV where people are losing weight. Get yourself up and go for a walk. And because you are as special as anyone, and you deserve the things you know in your heart you want. And, you know, each person is special, and you love yourself enough to get up, and if it's weight that you're dealing with, just start moving and figure it out and reach out for help. And, you know, you might get slapped down 97 times, but just keep getting back up, because I guarantee you, when I finally got up in 2005 and said, I'm not going to do this anymore, I want to live, my life has been amazing ever since.
Ever since. That's amazing. And here we go. I'm just so excited to see what's going to happen next. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Lori Hall is an amazing woman. She has a story to share, and we know you have a story too. And we just encourage you to open that book of yours, share your story, write it down, journal, dream about it. Go there with your story. Get in touch with what you are, who you are in your health. We ask you to take one step today, one little step towards what you want in betterness for your health. We say thank you for tuning in. Please join us next time on the All Things Holistic Radio Show. I'll see you Tuesday. We'll be back from 12 to 1. Grab your lunch. More topics. We're in our series of flipping the switch to all things holistic. You can also go to my website, holistichands.org, for more information on body work and ways that we can help you get to the next level in health. You can also tune into this radio show at Blog Talk Radio, All Things Holistic Radio Show. Thanks again for joining us. Lori, you are amazing. I will see you soon. Everyone, take care, be well, be blessed, God bless, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.